last several days, our main focus on this study has been to the looking to the Godhead and different characteristics and the different nature of the Godhead. Today we shift the focus of our study only slightly by looking to some of the words that we find in the Bible, in the Hebrew and in the Greek, that really tell us more about the Godhead and how He was viewed by people of the Old and the New Testament. Today we begin by looking to the most frequently used Hebrew term found in the Old Testament for God, and that is the word Elohim. And whenever we find this word Elohim, it basically carries with it the idea of mightiness or great strength and power. So when the Jews would use this word, or whenever we find this term in our Old Testament, we are referring to the strength and the power and the might that our God possesses. It's a wonderful term used to describe Him and how He needs to be viewed by those of us who are striving to be obedient to Him. And we need to understand also something else very important about this word, and that is it is plural in its nature. So it goes on to tell us more about the Godhead. While God is one, He actually is plural in nature. Now this should not confuse us. We know many times that the Bible tells us about the Lord being one. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, we see there in verse 4, where Moses says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." He is plural in nature, but He is singular in His characteristic or in what He does, in the things that He does for us. There in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, we see the same idea portrayed by the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians in chapter 8, verses 5 and 6, where he says, "For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we for Him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live." Now this word Elohim, while it is plural in nature, is always translated in the singular form and is always is God. God, in referring to His strength and in His power. In fact, in our Old Testaments, we don't have to go far in order to find this word and what it means. And the fourth word in most translations has this word: "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." My friend, it is God and His strength and His power who was able to speak words, and all that we see came into existence. Now, what does that do for us today? That proves to us the God that we serve. It proves to us how mighty, how wonderful, how powerful He is, that He could do such things as speak, and things came into existence. So for us today, as those who are striving to be obedient to His will, may we look to the God that we serve, to Elohim, and strive every day to be all the more diligent to do all that He commands us to do.